there an adjustment on these? Because this is my best guess, and like I said, just thinking out of the box, is that it's thinking both signals are perfect, and that's why it's bouncing between the two, and they're probably not. Is there some sort of calibration or setting where you can, like, make them all, you know, come down, or what do they call it, adjust the RSSI to actually represent that bar? If it's basing its decision on that bar, I'm just wondering. I'm not sure how it works, but that would explain, you know, if it's thinking both signals are equal, so maybe it's thinking both signals are near perfect, and that's why you're flip-flopping NAKPP. Clear?